By imposing this condition, it was possible to make one prediction that related the strengths that the forces should have at the energies of existing experiments, a prediction that has turned out to be in reasonable agreement with experiment. This is just a single quantitative success, but it is enough to encourage us that there is something to these ideas. It was also possible in this way to estimate the energy at which the intrinsic strengths of the forces become equal. The strong nuclear force is much stronger than the other forces at the energies of existing accelerators, and, according to quantum chromodynamics, it weakens only very slowly with increasing energy. So the energy where the forces of the Standard Model all become equally strong is predicted to be very high. It is calculated to be about 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 volts. Recent updates of this calculation suggest an energy closer to 10,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 volts. If there really were some spontaneously broken symmetry that linked the strong and electroweak forces, then there would have to exist new heavy particles in order to fill out the complete family of force-carrying particles, along with the WZ, photon, and gluons. In this case, the energy of a few 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 volts could be identified as the energy contained in the mass of these new heavy particles. As we shall see in today's superstring theories, there is no need to assume the existence of a separate new symmetry linking the strong and electroweak forces, but it is still the case that the intrinsic strengths of the strong and electroweak forces would all become equal at some very high energy, calculated to be about 10,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 volts. This may seem like just another indigestibly large number, but when the estimate of 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 volts was made in 1974, it set off bells in the minds of theoretical physicists. We all knew of another very large energy that naturally appears in any theory that attempts to unify gravitation with the other forces of nature. Under ordinary conditions, the force of gravitation is very much weaker than the weak, strong, and electromagnetic forces. No one has ever observed any effect of the gravitational forces among the particles within a single atom or molecule, and there is not much hope that anyone ever will. The only reason that gravitation seems to us like a rather strong force in our everyday lives is that the Earth contains a large number of atoms, each contributing a tiny amount to the gravitational field of the Earth's surface. But according to general relativity, gravitation is produced by and acts on energy as well as mass. This is why photons, that have energy but no mass, are deflected by the gravitational field of the sun. At sufficiently high energy, the force of gravitation between two typical elementary particles